Welcome to the Change Your World and Mindset for 2016 Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the fabulous Mr. Dylan Raymond. Dylan, why don't you take it from here?
All right. Good morning, Tanya. Good morning to the listening audience. I'm so thankful for you taking the time out of your schedule to plug in today, and I'm going to jump right in it. This is just a great opportunity to be able to close out the year with some information that will take you through to 2016. So, yes, my name is Dylan Raymond. I am an international motivational speaker and trainer, a best-selling author, and a military to civilian expert and coach. And that's enough about me. It's just wanted to make it briefly because this presentation is all about you. I want to focus on you and some of the things that can help you as you leave, exit 2015 and enter into 2016. And most people make disclaimers before they get started, but I'm going to make you a promise that at the end of this presentation, you will have some information that if you apply it, will help you to close out 2015 and take you into 2016 or at the end of your day, end of your week, end of your month, and certainly at the end of the year. So the title of it is Flight 2015, You Are Cleared for Takeoff. So this is basically about you getting in the right mindset. Getting right mindset is so key because all the actions after that is going to help you with your business or anything that you're doing. It'll help you get through the day. Again, it'll help you get through the week. It'll help you get through the month and year. So I use the example of a flight or an aircraft. You're going on a flight. So that analogy, as I begin the presentation, going to the presentation, you'll understand it and connect the dots. So what I need each and every one of you to do is to buckle up your seatbelts. And now, in the event that the cabin loses pressure throughout this presentation, there will be an oxygen mask that will drop down for you. And if you happen to have a child with you, be sure to put your mask on first. In any event of a water evacuation, you'll just simply use your seat and flotation device to keep you afloat. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this flight. So let's take a look. Take a look at a flight and what goes into it from when you start. So just imagine that you're at the gate, sitting at the gate in an aircraft, and that pilot actually has to inspect the aircraft or do a pre-flight checklist that he has to go through, because there's some things that you need to do before you take off. There's things that you need to do during the flight, and there's some things that you need to do as you prepare to land. So in this event, in this situation, you'll make your safety announcements. You'll go through your pre-checklist, check the fuel pump, the altimeter, all the trim, propellers, all that stuff that's sexy that I'm not totally interested in, but I do know I'm just interested in that safe flight, and I'm sure that you're interested in too. Again, just using that as an analogy. And then you'll begin to taxi. You'll push back from that gate. That flight pushes back from the gate, calls into the tower, requesting clearance to take off. So that pilot will look down that runway, begin to journey down the runway, and typically the flight or the aircraft have to get up to a speed of about 130 to 150 knots. So that's probably about 150 to 180 miles per hour taking off. And as it takes off, lifts up its nose, the landing gear comes up, and the aircraft is airborne. However, for an airplane to fly, it must engage in a tug of war between the opposing forces of lift versus weight and thrust versus drag. All that stuff, again, that I'm not interested in, but I just want to emphasize the point of what the aircraft goes through. So imagine that the aircraft is moving from right to left, and the air is moving from left to right. So this aircraft, whether we know it or not, is actually going through these different forces that's acting on the plane at the same time. So again, once you're airborne, you begin to climb, you begin to navigate through the flight, and you climb into cruising altitudes. First you hit that 10,000 level, and then you hear the bing, and that's where you're able to use your electronic devices, and sometimes you're able to move about the cabin. But don't forget, you know, you need to still climb and get to cruising altitude, maybe 35,000, 40,000 feet. But again, if you climb too high, 50,000, guess what? It's no longer pressurized at that time, and you may, in essence, need to use a pressurized suit. And along the way, you may experience some turbulence. But the pilot, because of the numerous hours of training, knows exactly how to respond. So you're reaching that cruising altitude. Once you reach the cruising altitude, you begin to steady, maintain your speed. You serve refreshments to your passengers. And if there's any turbulence along the way, you deal with that along the way. Now you're preparing to land. You give a call to the tower. And you say, hey, this is flight 2015. I'm looking for clearance to come and land. So you begin to go through your landing checklist. You begin to start gradually ascending. And as you line up with the runway, you land the aircraft, you land it safely, and you taxi, that flight taxis to the gate. I know you're saying, darling, I don't get it. How does this apply to me? How does this connect to me? Can you help me out? You know, that's a great question. Even in this teleconference, I just want to thank you. That's a great question. Well, here it is. You are the pilot of this flight. Now we're going to use you. This is all about you. You're the pilot of this flight, 2015. And the aircraft symbolizes your business, your finances. It symbolizes your transaction from military to civilian, your health and wellness, your speaking career. This is all what that aircraft symbolizes for you, you as the pilot of this aircraft. Now, here you are. You are at the gate. You're at gate 2015, and you go through your pre-flight checklist. Now, what does your pre-flight checklist consist of? Now, your pre-flight checklist is going to probably consist of something because you're in business. Are you doing something every day in your business to build your business? Do you have a content calendar that you use to help you stay on track? Are you spending less than you earn as you begin to work on that budget? Are you seeking the assistance of maybe a military transition expert or coach? Are you working out? All these things you want to check prior to your flight. Are you networking for speaking opportunities? Are you part of the Public Speakers Association? So these are some of the pre-checklists that you should go as you begin to take your flight into 2016. So then you get on the radio, you call the tower, you request clearance to take off. So now you're there, you push back from the gate, you're on the runway, just about to take off. So you get down the runway. So in this case, you begin to start down that runway, or you start your business. You work on your finances. You decide to transition from the military, and you pick up 150 to 180 miles an hour, gain that speed, and you begin to lift. That aircraft, the nose lifts off the ground. Now you're off the ground. Landing gear is up. You begin to climb. Things are going great. But remember, just like in the previous example of that flight, you too will have four forces acting on you, your aircraft, your business, your transition, your finances. Okay, darling, well, what are those four forces for me? Well, it was lift for aircraft, but in this example, lift would equal faith. The gravity that you'll be fighting against is fear. So you have to have faith. That faith has to be stronger than your fear. in this example, whether it's your business, your finances. The thrust on the aircraft has to be more than the drag. So in this case, the thrust would be your action, and the drag would be procrastination. So these are some of the things that action would have to overcome procrastination, and your faith would have to overcome your fear in order to get that aircraft airborne up to where you need to get it to, so you get to a cruising altitude and be able to land that aircraft safely into 2016. Now you're balancing your four forces. You reach that 10,000 feet, and you notify your crew, you notify your staff. Hey, you can use electronics now. Move about the cabin. Now, as you climb, if you experience any turbulence, what are some things that you can use? Well, use your training that you've experienced. You use some of the networking that you know. Use experts or coaches that will help you to overcome the turbulence that you may experience. You use discipline. Don't overreact because you've been trained and you've been seeking experts to be able to help you to land this aircraft or whatever it is, the business, whatever the example is that you're using. So now you reach cruising altitude, you maintain steady speed, and what do? You let the staff know, continue to serve your clients, continue to serve the customers throughout the aircraft, continue to lose weight, continue to save money. Those are some of the things that you do once you reach a cruising altitude in your business and your flight going in 2016. Everything is great. You see Hawaii in sight, or you know it's coming up in sight. So what do you have to do? You have to go to a landing checklist. So you have to prepare to land. So you, just like in the previous example, you'll contact the tower, you'll begin to ascend, you'll line up with the runway, land your aircraft. So in this case, you'll land your business, your health, your transition, whatever it is that aircraft represents, you're going to land that safely into 2016. So you taxi to the gate, you park your aircraft, and this aircraft now, the gate that you're parking at is 2016. What do you do there? You make the announcement, carefully discharge your clients, because it's important to do that. You want to make sure that you get your clients. But stand at the door as they leave. Greet them. Let them know you appreciate the business. Let them know next time, come back and do business with me. You know, engage that customer, that client. Build a relationship with that client so that person will want to, again, utilize your services, your aircraft. Now, once the aircraft is empty, your staff left, everybody's left for the day, then what you'll do is step off into the jetway, and you'll begin your journey into 2016. So those are some of the things that you want to do. But, again, that may sound easier said than done, but I want to help you and not just tell a story about these aircrafts and how it resembles business and how it resembles transition and finances and things like that. I want to give you five things that will help you, that will guarantee you a great transition if you apply it as you go into 2016. And in this case, it happened to be five R's, not necessarily spelling a word, but this is going to be something that you can do to ensure that that flight is going to be good for you. So number one, you're going to do some reflection. Reflect on 2015. You want to look back on 2015 from the beginning of the year, maybe some of your successes and failures. I don't like to use failures. You can utilize that as learnings. It's all about the mindset. It's all about how you see it. Maybe reflect on some illness or some sickness or some challenges that you had as it pertained to your health. Look on some of your, reflect on your financial hardships. Look on reflecting on, hey, you launched that business in January 2015. You also want to reflect on, hey, this was the year that you decided to make that transition. This was the year that you wanted to move from the military to go into civilian or even to start your own business. Or maybe reflect on some of the family issues. Now, reflection is just something that you want to do for a short period of time. You don't want to stay there. You just want to kind of get a glimpse. You know, just like when you're driving your vehicle and you look through your rearview mirrors, it's just a quick snapshot so you can identify some of the things that has happened throughout the year to get you to the point that you're at now. Number two, you want to review. You want to review your actions. What were some of the actions that you took, even when you had the challenges? I mean, did you get overexcited? Did you worry? Did you overcompensate? Did you go out and do something that you wasn't really prepared to do at the particular time? Review your business plan. Review your resume. If you're a service member that's happened to be transitioning from the military to civilian, you want to look at your military civilian marketing plan. How are you reaching individuals to get yourself out there, to get you prepared to make a successful transition? Review your content calendar. Review your budget. Did you spend more than you earned this year? You know, so review that. And then my favorite, this is the key, is to refine. You want to refine those plans. Refine those plans. So not necessarily if you're going on a point, you're walking out, you don't necessarily have to turn around 180 degrees. You can maybe tweak it a little bit to the left, tweak it a little bit to the right. You know, you don't have to overcompensate. Some people will swing almost like a trapeze, you know. You swing to the left. Oh, no, this don't work. Don't look too steady over there. Don't look too comfortable there. Let me swing back to the right, swing back to the left, and then you go back and forth, and you never really get your foot on solid ground. So once you place your foot on solid ground, you have taken some action, you've got some results. If it's not the results that you want, you can always refine it, retune it, tweak it so that you can get back on course. So don't try to create it. Don't over recreate it. Don't start from the beginning. Don't, you know, just throw the project all away. Take some of the things that are good, some of the things that are not so good, add some things that you think would increase some value, and then go from there. And number four, need you to reignite your why. Why did you start the business in 2015? Why are you doing the things that you do? Why did you decide to leave or active duty and transition to civilian? Or why did you transition from military to your own business? Why did you do the things that you do? And then once you got the why is going to help you get the what. And the what is what do you need to do. So once you understand why you do it, you'll get to the what you need to do. Then you'll also get to the how you need to do it. So those two will come into play. But you can't put the what and the how if you don't understand what your why is. What gets you up every day? Why do you get up every day and do the things that you do? Why are you so driven? And then everything else will connect to the what and how. Then once you got the why connected to the what and how, and then guess what? The what and how will connect you to the who. Well, who will you do business with? Who will you seek for coaching, guidance? Who will you network with? Who would you collaborate with? So all those W's will come together for you so that you would be able to get back where you need to get to. And then lastly, we're going to talk about is going to be to re-engage. You want to be able to re-engage your plans, be able to take everything that you've learned, good and bad, throw out those things that are not so good, add the things that you believe would add value, and get to work. That's the key. You got to work. If you're not working, you won't get any results. If you don't have any results, there's no way to measure to see where you're at, good or bad, and how, where to build from that particular place that you've landed. So you definitely want to use those five R's to help you as you go forward into 2016, the top of 2016. So I want to take a few minutes just to kind of give you some inspiration and motivation, and then to count everything that you have that has happened to you throughout 2015 that is going to take you into 2016 strong. And it starts with you. It starts with today. Today is the 17th, so guess what? You have 14 and a half days to get after it. Continue to do something today, which will get you through the week, which will get you through the end of the month, which will take you into 2016 with some momentum, with a plan, with some results. Again, this has been an absolute pleasure chatting with you today. And again, my name is Dylan Raymond. I am international speaker and trainer, and I would love to invite you to connect with me. My website is dylaneraymond.com. That's dylaneraymond.com. And I am on all the social media platforms, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. I do Periscopes, and my handle on Twitter is I am Dylan Raymond. You can contact me directly at 832-301-5110. And if the information resonates with you and you want to reach out to me, I am offering a free 15-minute discovery meeting that we can get together. You can reach me on the website and just go to my contact page, put in there that you're interested in just a discovery meeting, collaboration. Let me understand what you need, your needs are. See if there's something that maybe I can help you with or point you in the right direction to get you going in your business and whatever it is that you're doing as you begin to take that flight, as you begin to take off, as you begin to elevate, and as you begin to build, and as you begin to land on solid ground and adding value to the world, because you and what you bring to the table, what you bring to the world, is a talent, skill, and ability that the world needs. So thank you so much. Again, you can reach me at dylaneraymond.com. That's Dylan, www.dylaneraymond.com. Or directly at 832-301-5110. And again, reach out to me, take advantage of the free 15-minute discovery call, and we can go from there. So thank you so much for this opportunity, Tanya, and those that have taken out the time to listen to me in this day. And I am sure that those five R's will definitely resonate with you and help you as you go forward in the things that you're doing. Take care, God bless, and enjoy the rest of the day and the year.